Good Nerv Yantif, we're in the middle of Hilchas Halvor, Siv Dalid. Kitzur brings that it's usser to ask the lover for money to pay back the loan if you know that he can't. It's even usser to pass him by because you embarrass him. That's what the Torah says, the lava lysia kenosha. Similarly, the lover, if he has money to pay back, and the Malva asks him for the money, he can't say, "Oh, I'll give it to you later," and push him off. He has to give it to him now. It's also for the Levite to spend money if he knows that there's going to be a risk then that he won't be able to pay it back. And it's a very bad practice of not paying back loans. That's what the Pasuk says, Level Brasha Velo Yishalim, that it's a wicked person borrows money and then doesn't pay back. A person always has to be very, very careful with other people's money. And if a person realizes that the lever may not be able to pay back, he shouldn't lend him the money because he's likely to be over on Lysia Kenosha because he's going to have to ask him back for the money and the guy won't be able to give it to him. Somebody who loans money and takes a mashko and takes an object as collateral, so you have to make sure not to use it. If you do, you have a problem of ribis. Many times, if the mashkon is something that can be rented out and there's very little wear and tear, so then mistama, the lova, would rather that you rent it out to other people and that he'll pay back his loan that way, rather than having to pay you back other cash. And if it's mistama that he would want that, so then you can do it even without asking him. Some say that if you rent out the mashkon, then it should specifically be rented out to other people, and you shouldn't take it yourself and then pay him for it, because that would be marasayin that you're using the mashkon, and it would be ribbis. Anytime a person takes a mashkon and it's not at the time of the loan, so he can only do that al yidei beis din. Chazal say that a person should stay away from being an arev, from being a cosigner. He should also stay away from taking pikdonos, from safekeeping objects for other people, because you get yourself into trouble. Let's say that a person has a shtar as a contract of the chov, and it's about to get rubbed out, erased, so he should go to beis din and have beis din rewrite the shtar in an official way. It's usher to keep a shtar in your possession which was already paid back, because in the likelihood you get confused or you'd be tempted to collect again with it. And that's what the pasuk means when it says al tishkoin ba'alecha avla, that you shouldn't have in your home, in your tent, something which is crooked. And a shtar which is already paid back should be marked as such or gotten rid of. A person has to be careful with a mashkon that he takes, especially he's considered to be a shomer sacher, and he's going to be chayav for gneva aveda as well. And a person who takes a mashkon can't give the mashkon to a shomer, that shomer shemasa l'shomer, unless he has permission to do so. If a person takes a mashkon and the intention is that he's going to collect the mashkon in return for the loan, if the guy doesn't pay back by a certain date, he should make sure that that's spoken out clearly and that those are the terms of the loan. If I know that I'm chayiv to pay back money to somebody and he claims that I'm potter and he's absolutely sure of it, so then even if I know that I'm chayiv, I don't have to pay him because his certainty is considered to be a mechila on his part, and therefore I don't have to pay. Anytime a lova pays back the malva by giving to a shliach, once the shliach takes the money, the shliach is zecher for the malva. He makes a kinyan for the malva, and then even if the lover decides that he wants the money back and he's going to pay him later, so since the money now belongs to the malva, so the lover can't demand it back. And in fact, the shliach is not allowed to give it back to him. It's usher for the shliach as well. That concludes the halachas in the kitzer of halva'a. Be'ezras Hashem next time. So we will continue with Simon Kufpei. Those are the halachas of Shemitas Ksafim, of loans being wiped out during the Shemitah year.